the lands of these tribes in many instances, in most cases, would be overrun by the loggers, the prospectors, the settlers. And so Pozuelo saw this and decided, you know, this is not working out for the Indians. We should change this policy.
So you decided to go with him, but it leads to a sort of basic contradiction, doesn't it? You were going with him to search for a people who, if you found them, you would not contact.
Yeah, it's a pretty paradoxical quest. But the Department of Isolated Indians, curiously named, that Pozuelo was the head of and the founder of, is charged with protecting these last groups of uncontacted tribes. And in order to protect them, they must prove, document their presence on the land in order to then go back to Brasilia and push for legal recognition of those lands.
It's also quite dangerous, though, not just because of the terrain you're going to have to go over, but getting close to the Arrow people. The people of the Arrow can be pretty dangerous, too, right?
Absolutely. Nobody knows what they call themselves because there's never been peaceful contact. You know, they're known regionally by other groups in the forest as the Flecheros. They're known to be dangerous, implacable, and people steer very wide of their territory because they're known to use their arrows to defend their territory from any intruders.
So you knew that was what you were going after, but you also knew what you were going to have to go through to get there. What is it like these days to go in under the canopy, as you said, into the Amazon jungle?
It was by far and away the most grueling journey. First of all, we were trekking through a headwaters region, up and down through very steep hollows and ravines and very dense vegetation also. We were going single file with the lead scouts breaking open the way with machetes, and the way was really grueling. I mean, there were days when we'd only advance 2 or 3 kilometers on the map.
Tell me a little bit about this group. It wasn't just you and Pozuelo. In fact, there were representatives of several other tribes with you on this trip.
That's correct. The expedition consisted of 34 men, including 20 Indians from 3 different tribes who were fantastic backwoodsmen. They were our hunters, our fishers, our porters, trackers.
Of course, you had to keep your goal in mind through all of this, but it must have been hard because the stories you tell are pretty daunting. The story you tell of termites discovering them all over your shirt would make anybody want to go home.
Yeah, there were quite a few discomforts, that's for sure. Sweat, filth, bugs, snakes.
You were unable to keep your glasses on at one point because they'd fog up before you could step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they'd fog up almost at every step. You know, there was a point where my feet went out from under me in slick mud, and I came down on a sapling that one of the scouts had whacked off to a very sharpened point with his machete. And I came down on that point, and within a fraction of an inch, really, of just being impaled.
There were some other advantages, I gather, to having the Indian representatives with you. There was something with the Matis elders.
Mm-hmm.
They put drops in your eyes that helped you see better.
So one day we're in the midst of the trek. We had taken a break around the middle of the day, and Pozuelo said, take a look at what the Matis are doing over here. It's really worth checking out. And they were in the midst of grinding up some kind of bark shavings and mixing it with water and folding it into like a banana leaf to create an eyedropper. And then each of the expeditionaries would prostrate themselves on their knees in front of one of the Tepi, one of the Métis Indians with us, and receive these drops from this concoction in their eyes. And you could tell that it really burned from their reaction, their grimacing. And they were chanting too. And then they wanted me to receive these drops. And first I thought, you know, this is not something for me, but, you know, peer pressure. And I thought, hey, you only live, you know, through this once. So I too got on my knees and let him drop this concoction in my eyes. It felt like sulfuric acid had been dropped in there. It was this burning sensation. It was almost indescribably painful. And it took a few minutes before I could even open or begin to blink. But once I did, the forest stood out in really sharp relief. It was almost like a hyper realism to the forest. You could distinguish depth. The forest is mostly like a two-dimensional monochromatic